successful and unsuccessful, or failure. Success and failure. Maybe we have our own standards for achieving these or for identifying these, but the Quran al-Kareem states, and what it states is probably or maybe different to what we think or we define as success and failure. Who is the successful person and who is the person who's failed? So who has failed and who has succeeded? Now insan, the human being, there are two types, if you can, two categories you could say. One category of insan are those who have no desire for practice, amal, no desire for positivity. And these are the, you could say, best friends of shaitan, the biggest friends of shaitan. Shaitan has controlled them, he has sealed them, he has trapped them. Don't let them go towards amal. What's amal? Practice. I'm not saying tahajjud or post-sunrise ishraq prayer, etc. No. Amal is, or are those actions that Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory for us. Salah, hajj, zakah, fasting, and to avoid sins. To avoid sins. These are amal, good deeds. And so a person, he has no desire, no energy. I won't say he hasn't got energy, he hasn't got the power. He has. He doesn't want to, they don't do anything. So that's category one. The other category, the second category, is that if Allah Ta'ala gives the ability to somebody to practice, to do amal, to implement, he does tawbah, repents, goes towards deeds, amal, prays salah, and he starts to regularly practice and he tries to avoid sins. But shaitan starts to influence that person. He sort of, you know, pounces on that person, tries to twist his mind. So as people progress, they're progressing, then they stop, freeze, put the brakes on, turn back, U-turn. So the wasawis, the whispering of shaitan in the mind of that person, he starts to implement the advice of shaitan. What does shaitan do? Rather, he demoralizes a person. He discourages a person and he makes him feel hopeless and a failure, waste of time, etc. He puts that in front of them. You can't practice. It's too hard for you. It's too difficult. No. You don't need to do this. It's unnecessary. How many days you've practiced and made effort? What benefit have you accrued? Have you attained? What's the point? There's no benefit. You're doing it. You don't feel like it now. You try, but you can't practice. Shaitan takes you downhill. That's it, I can't do this anymore, we say. This is a very dangerous scenario. When this attack of shaitan bears fruit and he makes a person feel hopeless and he discourages that person and he attacks the person so much, shaitan does, that that person agrees with shaitan, yeah, you're right. I can't even practice anymore, I'm a waste, I'm not getting any benefit. And he himself starts to dig the hole, the ditch in Jahannam. Reason? You'd started, you were praying salah, you were saying, I'm going to try, I'm not going to sin, I'll do dhikr, I'll do good deeds. You made all of these promises to Allah. And you continue to implement. You continue to practice. So then what happened? Why did you put the brakes on? Why did you make a U-turn? Imagine. We have to gauge this. Oh, there's no benefit. What's the reason he's taking a U-turn? Oh, I can't practice. There's no benefit for me. My conditions aren't improving. I'm trying my best. Just like Hazrat Sahib used to say, I did. I'm tired now. There's no result, he says. So if I'm going to fail here, what's the point of carrying on? There's no result, he says. So my brothers, this is the biggest failure and this is the biggest victory for shaitan. Come, let's all do dua. To Allah, pray to Allah, Allah, when you show us the path, the clear path, then please don't take us back off that path. Keep us on that path. That's it. This is the dua of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't include us in those people who, after you show them the path again, then you take them off that path. This is a very big danger. So they've had the good taste of dhikr, of Quran. They start enjoying salah. They start enjoying listening to good things. And then suddenly, their mind starts to fail. And they start to curse themselves. Oh, I've got no success. Depression, upset. Why? Because when a person, he's stuck, and then he gets onto the path of Deen Islam, then he has an assistance. We ask from Allah, we pray Salah. This is an assistance for us, help, support. When a person leaves the support, then he's gone. Then he's gone. He says, oh, that's it, I've got no assistance, no help. Well, this is the great support we have. A fantastic assistance and help for us from Allah. But shaitan says, what's the point of all this? Where are you going to go? Then he sees death, or he wants to take his own life. Shaitan's advice, and he goes downhill, downward spiral. He starts to believe in what shaitan's saying. People explain to him, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. This is not the case, my brothers. This is incorrect. These thoughts are incorrect. Should we listen to Allah or should we listen to shaitan? What should we do? A person cannot be unsuccessful who has embarked on Allah's path. If Allah has shown somebody the path, he can never be unsuccessful. Never. Yes, what we consider to be success, that is not success in reality. What is success? Success is this, that Allah Ta'ala has given us understanding and we have embarked on the path. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is the biggest success. This is the greatest success. Don't look at the result. Why do we look at the result? There are two things we need to remember. What has Allah said in the Quran? The first thing, that we have bad thoughts, negative thoughts, that this is too hard for me. How can I be saved from this sin? I can't control this. Implemented this, I'm forced to do this. I have so much love for this person, or have these issues and problems. Shaitan tells you that you can't stop now, you've gone too far. How can you stop? My friends, my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Quran, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that I have not placed on you any order, I've not given you any order which is beyond your capacity, which is a burden for you beyond that which you can bear. Allah says, whatever I have given you the order to refrain from, you have the full strength within you that you can refrain from that wrong action. If I have given you an order to stop a sin, Allah says that you have the strength. Shaitan is talking nonsense. He's telling you that you can't practice. You have the strength, but you have made yourself weak. And those orders I've given to you, instructions to do something, Allah says you have the total power, strength and energy to implement them. Total power and energy you have. And this is such a power and energy that if you will, you can increase this power and energy and capacity. Subhanallah. I've told you to pray Salah 5 times a day, Allah says. And Allah has given you so much flexibility within you that when you want to increase this power and energy, Allah says, I'll take you towards the Tahajjud. Subhanallah. Yes, all night long I will make you recite the Quran throughout the night. But we don't do it. We don't implement. I'll make you perform various umrahs. Several umrahs. Several hajj. Allah says, but I've made you so flexible that the more you strengthen yourself, you do dua. Allah says, I will continue to elevate you. What do? We go down straight away. Oh, it's too hard. Oh, it's too difficult. No, I can't keep the beard. It's difficult. Never can I keep the beard. Who's given the order to us not to do? Who? Allah. Allah's given us the order to practice. Shaitan says, no. Fajr Salah is fard. And our eyes don't open. Total nonsense. In comparison to that, when we have to go to the shop and work, see how our eyes open then. Yeah? Think about it. Allah's given us strength. If Allah's ordering us to do something, then take out of your minds that you can't do it. Allah says that you have. And you should say, it's nonsense if I'm being put off. If I can do something, if I can love someone, I can love the good actions. If I leave an action, I can leave an action. This is totally Shaitan's whispers that he's speaking nonsense. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the first point Allah's made clear, that we are able to do the right and leave the wrong. The second waswasa, whisper of Shaitan. Oh, I'm not getting any benefit. My du'as are not being accepted. So nothing's happening that's positive. Oh, I try my best, I'm not progressing. Okay, fair enough. Allah says, okay, fair enough. Let's say what you're saying is right. I haven't said to you, Allah Ta'ala says, that you will be materially successful with your efforts. Allah says, I haven't given you success as the output. This is a point to listen to. Yeah? So you have, in the morning, tried for Fajr. Look at the example I'm telling you now. New person on the deen, recent, he made niyyah, intention, I'm going to wake up, he's prepared, put the wudu water there, prepared, not one, two alarm clocks are set with the fadl of Allah, everything he's prepared, in the morning inshallah I'm going to go to Fajr. What's happening here? He's trying, isn't it? After trying, making effort, he lies down, after lying down, snoring, eyes haven't opened. So what does he do? Does he have total give up mentality? Oh, I'm finished. No. Allah says that, SubhanAllah, Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, I'll tell you his statement. It's not me who's giving the commentary here. What a great personality is what he was. And he has removed the doubts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that your desires that you have, stop them. Allah says, cease them. Put the brakes on them. That's the order. And after that, the reward Allah has given, the reward that a person, he will get Jannah. Allah says, I will give you so many rewards of paradise, I will deliver you to paradise. So upon what has Allah Ta'ala promised Jannah, paradise? That when an individual, the base desires, unless you have to put the brakes on them, try to stop them. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said that you have stopped your desires. You've totally put the stop on. Allah says that you have to try. You've made efforts to stop the wrong actions. You've made efforts. You've made an effort. You've tried hard. You've worked hard. And this trying, Allah says, based on trying. Allah hasn't said on achieving that result. No, on your trying, on your efforts. Allah says, for that I'll give you the rewards. Allah says, yes, your Jannah has been achieved based on your efforts and your working hard and trying hard. Say subhanAllah. Not that you've achieved that, but on your trying to achieve that. So you set the alarm, you had total intention, you tried your best, that in the morning from today I'm going to start praying Fajr. But you weren't able to get up, the nafs, your desires made you stay laying down. Don't worry, Allah says, don't have fikr. Your Fajr has been written for you and you've been entered into paradise. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that you've achieved. That I'm looking that you've achieved. You have to try to achieve. Try your best. So Sa'i Mashkur Allah Ta'ala says, Allah stated that I am looking at your trying, your efforts, and I appreciate your efforts. Leave the result to me. Allah says, this is not an examination of the world. It's Allah Ta'ala Rabbul Alameen who will give the rewards. SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala said that I have put to waste all of Shaitan's efforts. You have to try. Keep on trying. And never consider yourself as a failure. Say SubhanAllah. Yes? That don't give up. Allah says, I told you to stop. I can't stop loving this. And the love for this is not leaving me. Don't worry, you're trying to get rid of that issue. Then Shaitan pushes you. Don't worry, keep on trying. Sa'i Mashkur Allah Ta'ala says, that I love your efforts, your trying. That's what I appreciate. SubhanAllah. So how much encouragement Allah is giving, an uplift to our iman. Allah says that when you stop trying, that's when you fail. A person who stops trying and making efforts and working out, then he's gone. If you want to cease a sin, you should try that. I don't want to do this. He regrets and he puts fines on himself. He does dua to him, to Allah, that I won't do this in Allah. Okay, I'm going to leave this sin now. I'm going to leave this wrong action. The keep on trying, keep on making effort. But if he says, no, I can't do this, I'm giving up, it's too difficult for me. Then he leaves salah, then he stops doing dua, he leaves dhikr. Remembering Allah, astaghfirullah, never do this, never. Broken down efforts, humble efforts, you are trying, you're doing, keep on carrying on. Keep on continuing. Total encouragement, alhamdulillah, is happy with me, and I'm moving in the right direction. SubhanAllah. That's what we need to do. And whoever thinks that it's too difficult for me, then he's taught against the Quran, he's taught against Allah's mercy, Allah's rahman, he's taught against Allah's fadl, his grace, his blessings. Just we have to try, encouragement, drive yourself, push yourself, and result will be positive. Allah Ta'ala says your result will be positive. That I won't see, Allah says that, did you achieve and you've come, you prayed all your salah and came. What I need to see is that have you tried for salah, that's it, that's enough. Have you tried? Jannah, I promised you paradise. Allah says, I promised you I'll give you Jannah. So Allah is Khabir and Basir, and He knows that has He tried or not. This is the case, isn't it? So if He hasn't made niyyah, then I'm going to leave this action, I'm going to end this action, and He's not trying and making effort, and He's not distancing Himself from the sins, He doesn't dislike the sins, He's not ceasing the sins or the wrong actions, then Allah knows that we're not trying. So my brothers,
This is a very important point, that we should not have the feeling of failure or give up mentality, victim mentality. No, in all ways or in every time, keep on trying, continuing to make effort. And what we need to think is, my efforts will not go to waste. That's it. Totally, 100%, my Rabb, my Lord, the angels are recording my deeds and Allah is recognizing them. Don't think that, did I get to Salah or not? I had total niyyah, intention when I lay down. I tried my best, and Allah Ta'ala will give the total reward to that individual. In the same way regarding sins, Allah says, if you can't leave the sins, you've not left them, don't worry, don't turn back, don't step back, don't go far away, keep on trying, and never complain to Allah. Allah has promised that I will give you reward, and Allah has stated that I like your making the effort. I like your effort. I like you waking up. I like your crying, your asking, your requesting. I like your disliking of the wrong actions. Allah says that if Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this, how can I like? If Allah doesn't like this action, how can I like this? The more a person has the emotion of dislike for the sins, even that's a great attempt. That's his great effort. Look at that difference here. We put our hand on the other hand and give up and say, no. This, is that good or is this good? Say, Subhanallah. So that's it. May Allah Ta'ala give us, until our final breath, give us the ability to make efforts. If we are going along the path, then we stop. Then we move along again, then we stop. But don't leave. Don't take a U-turn. I see many brothers, they come, sit in dhikr. They're traveling on the path. They get the reward. They're progressing. After that, they're going to reverse gear. They are the unfortunate people. Very unfortunate. And for them, this applies. The Quran and the Hadith explain. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, I'm telling you his statement. He's not a minor individual. He was the Mujaddad of Tasawwuf. Subhanallah, remember this. Mujaddad, reviver of Tasawwuf. He said we should have pity on that person, that poor soul. He's traveling on the path. He's journeying towards Allah. Then he takes a U-turn. You start tahajjud. Then you're trying your best. You get up sometimes. You don't get up sometimes. You get up. Then your eyes close. That's a good effort. You're struggling. Say Subhanallah. You're making effort. Good effort. And then Allah gives you health. You're doing dhikr. Sometimes you leave it. You can't do it. Then you do it again. Then you're leaving it. Then you're doing dhikr again. Alhamdulillah, you're trying. You're making effort. Yes, always think like this. I've got to try. This is not failure. Why? Because you're working hard, you're making effort, you're doing something. And Allah Ta'ala will definitely give the reward for that to the individual. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala says himself that the tasks are given to you, the responsibilities are given to you, if you're giving the tawfiq, ability, capability, if it's weak, broken down, doesn't matter, whatever it is, continue make effort. Don't turn back. You got the tasbih, then until the death, the tasbih should go until your grave. But then that action will not be like, okay, sometimes you delay or leave, or there's a day off or two. Allah says, don't worry, Sa'im Mashkura, I like you're trying, you're making effort, your niyyah is correct, you don't want to leave that action. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that any of shaitan's whispers, we don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Yes, that's why Allah Ta'ala says, that I won't let my servant be unsuccessful, never. So correct your niyyah, your intentions, and stop the wrong actions and leave the result to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, because Allah ta'ala is the one who will take the examination in hereafter, and he gives extreme grace and mercy and blessings. Allah knows when the result will come out. Why did we do this, positive or negative? Don't worry about that. Whatever action, the thoughts come to mind, why, how, where, when, these are all shaitan's whispers and influence. Shaitan asked, why should I do this? Why should I do this? He's from clay, I'm from made out of fire, smokeless fire. Allah Ta'ala says it will happen, that if you try, then it will definitely occur. It will definitely go, I can't get a job, it's difficult. Keep on trying, keep on making effort. Do dua to Allah and keep on trying. What do? 3-4 places we apply, we get rejected, 1 or 2 months have passed, and then we leave Allah. We leave salah, complaints, criticizing, crying, complaining. No, brothers, this is the game of life that we're in. Allah Ta'ala says, and my hikmah, my wisdom, will take you along that journey. How I want you to be treated, to what you're going to achieve, what you're not going to achieve. And we give up. And shaitan makes us go backwards. He makes us go mad and crazy and upset and distressed. No. So he'll make us do a wrong action or a sin due to our losing encouragement and hope. Allah says, no, keep on trying. Have hope. Keep on making effort. Allah Ta'ala says, my treasures, chests, there's nothing lacking. I will never reject a person who asks from me. Never do I turn back a person who's asking from me. Never. That's it. But the point is, don't complain to Allah. Don't leave your efforts. Don't leave trying. And don't bring thoughts into your mind. Oh, that's it. I'm finished. I'm unsuccessful. No. Allah says, That a person, he should not fail or give up. No, Allah, I'm still trying. I've got my hands raised and asking. Hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people don't even have the ability to raise their hands and ask from Allah. Is this not enough? That Allah Ta'ala, at least He's allowed us to raise our hands to ask from Him. If we've raised our hands, then He'll fill our hands. But Shaitan says, no, put your hands down. Don't ask. He's making the hands go down. Give up. So how will Allah give to us if our hands are gone down? Always keep on spreading your hands open to Allah, to ask from Allah. End of story. And we shouldn't lower our hands. If I don't get today, if I don't get tomorrow or the day after, if we get nothing, even then at least I've got something. So even then I've got something. But unsuccessful people, we should not include our names in the list of the people who have failed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq so that we can be saved from Shaitan's tricks and games. Ameen.
Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa azlana wa yadana wa khat'ana wa madana kulla zalikinana Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar wa qina adhabal hashr wa qina adhabal mizan wa adkhilna jannata ma'al abrar ya aziz ya ghaffar ya rabbul alamin ya rabbul alamin ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في فمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين